Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. July, I guess, and we'll be airing this, I think, the 23rd, 24th of 23rd today and 24th tomorrow on the podcast. We're in Christ Clutter in the Calendar, and it's been a great series as we're processing it. One thing you were talking about was in the summer, one of the things that brings you great joy and a sense of release is your pool.
Absolutely. Love it.
You know, and why do you like it? And you were talking about even you had a bunch of kids over and you know, why is that such a special thing for you?
It is. It's a sweet place of community. Truly, I think that's probably one of my favorite things is just, you know, being out there by the pool, the conversations that take place. We love to host groups of people over here, but just a place to gather and talk and be together and in a setting that's beautiful. And, you know, it doesn't hurt by any stretch that the weather is gorgeous right now. In my mind, other people may say it's a little bit hot for normal for New Hampshire, but it makes for great pool and beach days. But truly that just time of fellowship around the pool, and even whether it is a group of friends we have over or just us hanging out with our family, there's something about being in the water and just enjoying conversation together that creates a sweet space of community.
Yeah, that's fun. So that, you know, and I know that you build that into your summer.
Oh, absolutely.
So you set up the time for it, and you therefore, because you do that, there's obviously things that you typically might do in the fall or winter that you don't do, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So the calendar that we talked about is, it's not a static thing. And I love, actually, one of the questions that that we'd like you to keep asking as you set your calendar is what brings you joy. And make sure you build that into your calendar.
Right.
So like, for example, you talk about your pool, that brings you great joy. So you put that in your summer calendar.
Right.
And you invite people over and you have community and that's important to you because you schedule it. One of the things that brings Linda and I joy, we live in Colorado, so we love going up in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it's cooler. So we enjoy that. But there's such a majesty about it, and there's so many opportunities to go to different places. But we recently spent, you know, 5 days up there. And then we will probably, you know, once a week or once every other week in the summer, we'll just take a drive. We live at the what we call the foothills, base of the foothills. So we can get into the mountains within like 15 minutes.
Right.
So we do. We drive over and start going up and go hiking. And this is a great time for our conversations, processing God's will, getting in the Word together, just having time together. And that brings us great joy. And we purposely schedule that in our calendar.
Right.
Because it brings us great joy. Same thing for, you know, family times. We celebrated Father's Day and, we had a great, we went out to dinner. I had a great dinner. And the servers, you know, it's always fun when you go to a restaurant and they know that they're going to try to make it special because you have your whole family there, and they did. And
right.
That was fun. But we then went home and, we just played games all day. We were outside. We played croquet. We played, you know, all kinds of basketball and a variety of different games outside, and then we went inside and played more games inside. You know,
I love it. That's my kind of day too. Yeah, we're a game playing family.
Yeah. And it was a joy. And that's one of the questions that we keep asking each other, your family, my family, our leaders, mm-hmm. is are you letting God direct you into the things that bring joy to you?
Right.
And make sure that that's part of your calendar. Mm-hmm. That you're processing it. So we just would urge people to keep thinking that way. If you think otherwise, you really have a wrong view of God. I shouldn't do that because that brings me joy and happiness. It isn't that selfish. Mm. And the answer to that is it would become selfish if you decided on your own in spite of anything else that God might say.
Right.
Yeah, now it's self-centered and you don't care. But if you say, you know, Father, guide me and lead me into the joy of things, which is going to come out of you, you start to have confirmation. Mm-hmm. You know, like you at the pool and me with Linda and I going to mountains, we have it confirmed by God. Yep. Yeah, I want you to go enjoy that. You know, go right. make that part of your life, because that's God's heart. And he says that the kingdom of God, interesting enough, is righteousness, peace, and joy mm-hmm. in the Holy Spirit. So he says, if you stay with me, you're going to have joy, you know, so enjoy that. We've talked about the other aspect of the burdens of life is really the mental piece of it. The things we worry about, have anxiety about, frustration about, trying to resolve it ourselves. And God says, I want to free you from that, give you freedom. We talked a lot about conflict, mm-hmm. Which I would say, you know, because you and I both do a lot of discipling, that first of all, every single person that we disciple deals with this issue of conflict, mm-hmm. because we're living in a self-centered world with self-centered people, and we're going to have conflict.
Right.
And then as we do, we have to keep helping them understand the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation, and God will resolve every relationship you got if you have a heart to go, so that you have freedom. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not not a static thing. So you can't say, okay, I got there. Because right. guess what? Tomorrow you're going to have another conflict. Mm-hmm. And it's going to continue. So that's one. And then the second thing is where you have adversity, things aren't working, difficulty. I'm anxious about the outcome. I'm not sure, or I've got an issue that I'm trying to resolve myself, mm-hmm. which is just that you recognize, this is a normal business issue or a normal life issue, but I'm trying to make it work and I'm having a hard time with it. Mm-hmm. God says, well, let me give you freedom. And he said that the key is to trust me, and let me guide you step by step into the resolution, which will give you hope. And the word hope, by the way, is certainty it's going to be resolved. Mm-hmm. And now you can have freedom while I'm resolving it.
Right.
So it's really kind of cool. So if you would, let's go back. We started this last time, but let's go to Psalm 25, 1 to 15. We covered pieces of this, and we'll pick it up. Psalm 25, 1 to 15.
Sure. Says, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net.
Yeah. So we talked last time about his promise that I'll show you the way, I'll teach you my path. And remember, the word path is step by step. How do you move? I'll be led into truth. I'll be taught to follow in truth. And the truth is about the situation.
Right.
So it's not just studying the Bible. It's how do I receive truth about what I'm facing so that I can walk, you know, along your path. And he says, continue to wait. Waiting is don't act on your own until you know my step that I'm asking you to take and what I have to say about it. And he says, remember your tender mercy, loving kindness. And the word there is God says, I'm going to deliver the covenant to you. Yeah, you got a problem. I get it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to make this problem so it blesses you and you become a blessing. And the blessing, by the way, one of the big blessings is that you can bear witness to what God did.
Yes.
Because the more we share that, the more other people are interested to say, is that possible for me?
Right.
And our answer would be, yeah, because you're, God's not a respecter of persons. It's available to you. And then he says, and here's the good news. He said he teaches sinners in the way. Okay, now why is that good news?
Because, one, he'll teach. We're all sinners.
Yeah.
We're all sinners. So we need that, right?
Yeah.
And just knowing it's teaching, it's a process even, that he'll lead us step by step. He'll allow us to learn it, right?
Yeah. And so he doesn't say, I'll teach those that are perfectly holy. I teach sinners, which is, that's you.
Right.
So there's no there's no other qualification. He adds a qualification. He says, first of all, because you're human and because you're not perfect, that doesn't disqualify you from me teaching you.
Right.
And that's good news. So you're saying, even if I've blown it, even if I've made mistakes, even if I haven't learned this, I can still learn this. Yep. You, let's go. And then he says, the humble, remember he just said sinners, I teach the way. Okay, that's us.
Right.
Now he says there is a requirement. The humble are the ones that are willing to be taught. Okay, now when you think of humility, it's not that I'm not worthy, because that's how we Americans tend to take that word humility as, well, right. I should just become nothing. That's not what that word means. It means you have a heart to surrender your will, to join God's will and agree with God's will.
Right.
And humble is, instead of me figuring it out, I'm going to say, you know what? I don't know how to get this resolved myself. Even if I have pretty good ideas, I'm going to stay in that place of humility and surrender my will to your will so I can be taught the right way for you to deliver the covenant. So that as you are processing with problems and issues and conflicts and adversity and tough stuff, is okay, it's there. I'm going to surrender my will. And John Prescott, when you hear his testimony, he said that he and his wife have learned to go to neutrality. Is, you know what? Why don't we just seek God? And we know he's going to deliver us. So let's go do that, you know, and that's what humble means, is that you have a heart to do it. He said, if you do that, and this is cool, in verse 10, read verse 10 again, just so that we recognize what he says.
Sure. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Okay. So how many paths?
All of them.
See, that's what he's trying to share with us, is that the problem you have isn't unique. And it's not so overwhelming that I can't deliver to you my path of mercy. And the word mercy there is covenant loyalty.
Right.
A path where I'll deliver the covenant and I'll show you the truth so that you stay on the path. Why? So so you can walk into the covenant. All of them. So you begin to, when you start to live this way, and this is what why it affects your mental state so well, is that, yeah, I got a problem. Yep. I can see some consequences here that aren't going to be great. But wait a minute. You said all your paths are covenant loyalty. So God, you're saying that you're going to guide me through this. Yes. You're going to make this all work together for good. Yes. I'm going to have the experience of the covenant through this. Yes. Oh, well, then I think I'll go with you. And that's what he's trying to say is he doesn't say some paths, maybe, perhaps, if everything's working well. He said all the paths I'm gonna do is show you the covenant. And then he says, verse 12, the key is you have a heart to fear the Lord. And the word there means I surrender my will to you. And I believe that what you're going to share with me is true.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get that settled. It's going to be true. Now, by the way, it's not about you got to show me how it's going to work out.
Right.
Because a lot of times it's like, well, I'll take the step if you show me everything's going to work. And he said, no, you're going to have to take the step and then I'll make it work. But you can believe that what I say to you is true. And trust that is true. And that's what's called the fear of the Lord. He said, if you have a heart to fear the Lord, here's what I'm going to do. In verse 12, God says, I'm going to teach you the way that I'm choosing for you that's going to deliver the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll teach you that. So stay with me on that. You yourself will dwell in prosperity. And the word there, it's not an American definition of prosperity. Because our definition of prosperity is that, well, I get more money. It may mean that, by the way, because it may mean I'm going to bless you to cover your income but and your expenses. But prosperity there is the fullness of the abundant life of God. So your relationships, your freedom of thought.
Your joy, your peace, the resolution
of the conflict, the resolution of the adversity. I'm going to deliver it to you. I'm going to give you an abundant life, which, by the way, does include financial freedom, because that's a big deal. And God, actually, interesting enough, in Scripture, one of the biggest topics throughout Scripture is finances.
Right.
Why? Well, it's universal.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, I got to be your provider. I want you to live in freedom, and there's truth about that. So I'll show you that. Your descendants will inherit the earth. So the things that I'm giving you will be received by your kids and your grandkids. So bring them into the process. I'll tell you secrets, and secrets are these things that God knows that we don't.
Right.
By the way, this is why.
Which there's a lot of, by the way.
Yeah. And you were sharing when we talked. We had a discussion yesterday about the end times, and you were sharing a story about your pool, where that little 4-year-old. Was really concerned about jumping in the water,
right?
And anxious, and I don't want to, but you know, hey, mom, your role is to protect me, right? You know, and well, as far as he's looking at it, is this water and the depth of this water, it looks too tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
But mom says, "Well, I know a secret."
I know something more.
It's,
right.
It's not. Here, let me help you. Nope, it's good. You can do it. It's good. Let me tell you why. You know, let me show you. It's going to be fine. And that's what God says. Let me share with you why you can trust me, because I'm going to tell you secrets about it that will reinforce your trust in me. And it's really cool. And then I'll show you the covenant. And as he shows the covenant, the word there is demonstrate that it's actually real. So he says, if you have a heart to follow, let your mind go towards seeking me, seeking my steps, seeking how I'm going to show you, how I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to guide you along the way. And every path that you're going to be on, which means all the unique stuff of your life, is going to get resolved. And see, think about it. And that story you told about the little boy, little girl. When she finally recognized that, oh, so you're going to take care of me. How did she feel at that moment?
Relief.
Yeah.
And then could feel empowered to take the step, right?
Yeah. 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 Because see, and this is what happened. And you could see it right then. A little girl who's naturally anxious.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause this seems scary to me. Okay. It's okay. You can trust me. You can trust me.
Right.
Yep, I got you. Yep, I'm going to protect you. You take the step. Here's the secret. It's going to be fine. It's not going to overwhelm you. And when the little girl received that, it changed her mind from anxiety to trust.
Right. Right.
Now, she hadn't even jumped in yet, by the way. So that's what God's trying to tell us, is that I can release the burden of your mind as you start to hear me and process with me and trust me and experience me. And by the way, and think about that little four-year-old. So she did. Let's say she keeps coming back to your pool. Mm-hmm. How easy will it be for her the third or fourth time to just jump in the water?
Yeah, each time it'll get easier and easier, right?
Okay, how come?
Because she's learned what she's learned to trust. Yeah. She's learned that she's able to do it.
Yeah, see, it's really true. Mm-hmm. And she experiences it being really true. And she now approaches it without any fear. Mm-hmm. Well, because I know something. Right. Why? Well, I've experienced something. And that's why God says, I'm going to demonstrate the covenant to you, and I'm going to show it to you. And then he tells us of what this trust looks like. This is cool. Go to Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8.
Sure. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green. It will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
Yeah. So blessed is the one who does what?
Trust
in the Lord. Whose trust is the Lord. Mm-hmm. He said, if you learn this trust, and he described it, remember in Psalm 25, learn to let me show you the path. Mm-hmm. I'll resolve it. Things will get resolved. As you trust it, you'll start to have that stability of being a tree that, yeah, you have adversity, mm-hmm. but your leaves are still green.
Right.
You're not afraid. Your anxiety goes away, mm-hmm. even though you have adversity, because, well, why? Because God's going to resolve it.
Right.
This is an interesting verse for me personally. When I was in seminary, this is back, when I was just starting out really, learning about God. And I was a pastor actually of a church down in by Wrigley Field in Chicago. Okay. And I had to drive north to a suburb about 45, 50 minutes. So I had to drive back and forth. I had a particularly, there were things going on at the church, school, seminary. There were heavy pressure. Mm-hmm. And I was really anxious. And of course, mm-hmm. at that point, my mentality was, I can fix this myself. and so I'm trying to do that. You know, I'm trying to figure it out. And I was really heavy-hearted and just overwhelmed with burden. And so I'm driving home. I have to go on this kind of this freeway. And there's a car in front of me that's going slow, and I want to go faster. So I start to pull around him, and he pulls in my lane. Mm. And I'm frustrated by that. Okay, so I'm going to pull the other way and go around him. He pulls back in my lane. Oh. And this happens for like a couple of miles. And I'm getting mm-hmm. madder and madder and madder. Because I'm trying to, first of all, get past it. I'm already heavily burdened, and it's hard. And I'm really frustrated. So this is when I began to experience and learn a little bit about Rhema. I'm really frustrated, and this car will not let me go past him. And I hear, look at his license plate. And I look at the license plate, and it says JER177.
Oh, interesting.
And JER177, JER177. And I heard God say, Jeremiah 17:7. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And as soon as I received that, he let me pass.
Interesting.
So I go home, and I look up the verse. Mm-hmm. Well, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. Mm-hmm. And your anxiety will be released because you become fruitful in the middle of adversity. Mm-hmm. And God says, I'm trying to tell you something here. There's a truth about this. I'm trying to guide you in my truth. I got your attention. I don't want you to live in anxiety. I want you to live in trust. And that was a little bit of the beginning of me, because I was so much into theology then.
Right.
And trying to do everything correctly of, huh, so God cares about me that much to give me that message? And I can begin to trust that, you know. And so, right. You know, we certainly had a lot of growing to do from there. But it was kind of interesting that God says, I got to teach you this.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to have you get to the point where you trust me because I am your trust. Why? I'll resolve it all.
Right. That's so good.
And then we'll pick it up again next time. But it's really keep thinking that, yes, I have burden. Yes, I have mental anguish. And God says for you to live a life freedom of clutter, it's not that you stop having issues, but you trust me to resolve those issues.
Right.
Now you can have freedom in the middle of it, you know, and that's what we're trying to get to. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of that. We thank you that blessed is the man who trusts in you and whose trust is you. We pray that we'll learn that. We will understand that you will resolve all things because you'll lead us to the covenant. No matter what we're facing, all of your paths are spectacular. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich. Such great stuff. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.